This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
An Upper West Side apartment building has been without heat or gas for months. The landlord allegedly punched a TV reporter who went to check it out. WCBS's Joe Avalar has the latest.
God help us, says a sign at 246 West 106th Street on the Upper West Side. No heat, no cooking gas since May 23rd at this five-story walk-up.
I guess it started getting really cold around September. Yeah, so it's been freezing since September till now.
How'd you get through last night and the night before?
I'm currently wearing like three layers under this.
With a TV camera and reporter in tow, the head of the Tenants Association, Daniel Bernstein, confronted the landlord, Mike Rose. Rose allegedly socked Bernstein in the face and knocked the TV camera to the ground. The city told Con Ed to send an emergency crew to get the heat on.
They brought in their emergency services division to go in, work with the plumber to install the meter that needs to be done to turn on the heat.
But in half the apartments, the heat's only minimal, like in Evan Lynn's place.
Basically, the pipes are hot, but the entire apartment is not warm. So we're still basically using space heaters.
And they still have no cooking gas, won't for a while. Plus, Bernstein says another building owned by Rose has issues. The tenants now are going to housing court. Joe Avalar, WCBS News Radio 880.
The parents of a Brooklyn fourth grader claim a school staff member used their son's religion as a form of punishment. WCBS's Marla Diamond explains.
9-year-old Ilyas Ajami's family says he was forced to sit in a cafeteria and watch others eat at PS 264 in Bay Ridge while he was fasting during Ramadan. His mother, Zaman Mashra, tells CBS 2 that Ilyas was being punished for mocking a school staff member.
Which he wasn't. So she stated to him in front of all his friends, since you are laughing, I will make you sit in the cafeteria.
The boy has since transferred to another school. The complaint was brought to the city's Commission on Human Rights, and the Council on American-Islamic Relations has filed a civil suit against the DOE, seeking sensitivity training, financial civil penalties, and emotional distress damages. In a statement, the DOE says they're reviewing the complaint and taking the allegations seriously. In Bay Ridge, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York City is launching a new effort to help the homeless. It's called Outreach NYC. 18,000 employees in five departments, sanitation, fire, parks, health, and buildings, will be trained to use a 311 app to request help when they see homeless people struggling. The city will also hire another 180 outreach workers for a total of 550. Mayor de Blasio calls it an all-hands-on-deck approach to bring more homeless in off the streets. The mayor was asked about his choice for police commissioner as he hosted a town hall last night in Queens. That question came from a fourth grader who asked the mayor about the decision to replace James O'Neill with Dermot Shea instead of Ben Tucker. Tucker is the NYPD's highest-ranking African-American. The mayor told the crowd he believes Shea is the best choice to lead the NYPD. The mayor also announced a community center in Jamaica will be named after the 14-year-old boy who was killed by random gang gunfire last month.
To tell them that we were going to do real things to support the youth of this community, and to tell them that this community center at Baisley Houses will be named the Amir Griffin Community Center.
The NYPD is offering a $10,000 reward in Amir Griffin's case. To the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson, another chilly one today, Bob.
Chilly, fortunately not as windy as yesterday, Michael, although more clouds than sun, a high of 46, average high temperature still above 50. There could be a brief period of rain or drizzle in parts of Long Island this evening, a storm system passing up through the western Atlantic. Most of the rain will stay offshore, and skies will clear overnight, a low of 37. Mostly sunny weather tomorrow, turning milder. At a high of 52, it's now 37 in Newburgh, 45 at Islip, 43 in Midtown with a high of 46.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.